Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com. And this week's keys to the game, the Bears are going to Arizona to take on the Cardinals in what is a definite must-win situation for the Bears.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.
Let's start offensively. Now, due to injury or performance, the Bears' offensive line has been a revolving door even during games. And in the absence of cohesion, trouble would lurk against the Arizona Cardinals. Defensive coordinator Ray Horton likes to blitz, and most often when he puts five defenders on the line of scrimmage. In blitz passing situations, according to Stats Inc., the Cardinals' defensive quarterback rating is 62.7. That's third best in the NFL on the blitz. They also have a league-best 23 sacks on blitzes and a league-best 10 interceptions on blitzes. So you get what I'm saying here. The Bears have to prepare for stunts, twists, and games by a front seven that's very respected, featuring talented defensive tackles Darnell Dockett, who's 6'4", and Calais Campbell, who's 6'8". Running the ball is easier than it is to pass from the Cardinals, who rank first in the NFL in defensive quarterback rating, fourth in passing yardage allowed, and number one in interceptions with 22. Star corner Patrick Peterson has 7 of the picks. He's a threat to score every time he touches the ball. 6 times in the last 9 games, the Cardinals have given up more than 160 yards rushing. On to defense, and young quarterbacks have proven to be difficult for the Bears to handle at times this season. Seattle's Russell Wilson and San Francisco's Colin Kaepernick beat the Bears, but Cardinals rookie Ryan Lenly cannot. The San Diego State product has thrown 141 passes this season, completing only 51%. No touchdowns, 6 picks, with a 45-0 quarterback rating. The 6'4 quarterback has good size, strong arms, smarts, but no accuracy, and he didn't in college either. He struggles to escape the rush, and the Cardinals have given up a league-worst 52 sacks. Statistically, they have the NFL's worst offensive production, including a running game, producing just 3.5 yards a carry. The Bears' defense will seek takeaways and points from a Cardinal team victimized by 4 pick sixes and 2 scoop-and-score fumble return touchdowns this season. How about a Windy City encore for the Windy City Flyer? Devin Hester returns to a stadium where he was part of the historic comeback win over the Cardinals in his rookie season of 2006. It's still his best day as a pro in terms of punt returns. A career-high 6 punts brought back 152 yards, including the game-winning 83-yard touchdown and a 24-23 win. Arizona's kick coverage has allowed better than 27 yards of return, among the worst in the NFL. The Bears excel at covering punts, and they must tackle Patrick Peterson, outstanding punt returner. 4 for touchdowns a season ago when he averaged almost 16 yards. But this season, his average has dipped to 8.6 per return, no touchdowns. He's capable, though, of breaking one every single time he touches the ball. The Bears remain the league leader in opponent punt return average at 3.3, remarkably 2.5 yards better than teams 2 and 3, New England and Denver. The longest punt return on the Bears this season is a league low 17 yards. And the Bears share the NFL lead with Kansas City with 16 down punts, which is a big reason why only 22 of Adam Podlish's 67 punts have been returned. Let's wrap up with intangibles, and you really have to say it's team psyche. It's legit to wonder where this team psyche is at after starting 7-1, only to lose 5 of the last 6 games, all the current playoff teams, Houston, San Francisco, Seattle, Minnesota, and Green Bay. The Bears know they have to beat a 5-9 Arizona team on the road, but it comes in December when they've dropped 7 straight games over the last 2 seasons. Now, during the 6-game span, the Bears are averaging only 14.2 points per game. They will need to go into Arizona with belief they can start converting opportunities into touchdowns, and defensively believe they can dominate an inferior offense run by a rookie quarterback. Everything associated with offense has to elevate, and that means defensive touchdowns, return touchdowns, you name it. Find a way to score as many points as possible. And so that'll do it for this week's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford. Be sure to tune in to our broadcast on Sunday from Arizona. Our broadcast on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM starts at noon with a pregame show with Ron, Jim, and Jay, and then the kickoff at 3:25, myself and my broadcast partner, Tom Thayer. Thanks again for watching on ChicagoBears.com.
ChicagoBears.com presents Jeff Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Ford.